This ought to be good. Another hour of the Good Day program. It's Beyond Good Day, where we all have stories for you to think about. And we'll be joined later in the hour by Dr. Marisa Pei, who is an organizational psychologist. She's written a book called Take My Advice, I'm Not Going to Use It.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. That's what attracted me to it. So we'll go down that road in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta have their stories to tell. Richie, I thought you'd be interested in a new business venture that I've started in Afghanistan.
I'm a sucker for a new business venture. Bring it on.
I'm making landmines that look like prayer mats, and I'm really, I'm doing well. Profits are going through the roof.
Oh, nice. I'm going to step away from that one.
Don't bother.
Slowly and carefully step away from the prayer mat business.
Okay, very good. All right, meanwhile, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, the children of all of us, as we look at them, I look at Sean, as old as he is, and I remember him when he was crawling around things, the picnic table here, as a matter of fact, a little bugga bugga. And you'll appreciate all of you who have loved watching your children grow up, and you think, my God, where does the time go? They're babies today, and they're adults tomorrow. Well, there's a video for you to check out today at DougStephan.com featuring time-lapse pictures from a father, a present the father gave to his son. It's an ultrasound image at first, and then as it's over, he's age 21.
Who's got the dedication to go every single day? Or not every day, but I mean every couple days.
With changes.
Well,
yeah,
you gotta do it. You know what? I mean, in this day and age of I've always got a camera in my pocket, an HD video camera in my pocket, it's pretty easy. But this guy's going back 21 years, and it wasn't that easy. The other thing is the pose. Mm-hmm. How you get your kid to say, all right, stand up against this wall because I want to take the exact same picture every day of your life for your whole life.
Yeah.
Give me a break, Dad. Remember. Beat it.
Yeah. All right, so, Jennifer, yesterday we asked in our poll at DougStephan.com whether or not you thought Brad Pitt's commercial was cool or not. Mm-hmm. Let's see what most people thought. 41% of you said you thought it was odd. You didn't get it. I think we more or less said that as well. Did you ask a question that follows this at Facebook?
No, we didn't ask anything on Facebook about this one. We left this as our poll question.
All right, so anyway, 23% of you said you definitely thought it was different, but you liked it. 20% of you said kind of strange to have a male spokesperson selling women's perfume. And 16% of you said it was very sexy. You'd buy it because Brad Pitt was selling it. By the way, he got $7 million for this campaign.
So who's the sucker now?
Exactly. All of us watching.
Mm-hmm. With champagne in his mouth and coming out of his ears, probably. All right, so that's that story. Meanwhile, back at the story desk, Richie, who's in the control room at our studio in Washington, has come up with a story, and usually I was happy to step aside for this one, Richie.
Well, usually I try to bring something fun, something kind of light, but this one, I was driving in this morning, and I heard this story, and it's just the never-ending news that we hear, the heavy news.
Yeah.
But it did shock me. There's a terrorist magazine, an Al-Qaeda magazine called Inspire, which is actually was started by a U.S.-born or Saudi-born, New York-raised Saudi-American named Samir Khan, who met a drone a few years ago and boom, gone. But the magazine lives on, and they have told people or extremist Muslims around the world who want to do the United States harm that the best way to do this is to set forest fires in Montana.
Wow.
So basically they're telling these people to go rogue and do lone wolf attacks in populated areas of the forest.
How smart, and they know our weak spots. They know Montana would be the one to go.
Well, they chose Montana because of the forest areas, it's more populated than other ones. But, Jen, I mean, we know that you had these fires right in your backyard in Los Angeles. So, you know, but you just sit here and you think.
And it is terrorism if they do set them, because it really is the most, I mean, it's a helpless feeling, and it's that slow, looming thing that you see coming towards you. It's scary if you have been through it.
It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of energy to stop them. But here's the deal. Aren't most of the fires that are set or that pop up every summer in drought season set by people anyway already. Not that we need any more, and not that we need them going after it, but really, I mean...
Yeah, the one here, they... Yeah.
They most of these are either by accident or by arson already, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we so just have a huge somebody piling one.
In Southern California, I think it was 2009 that someone sat just to watch it burn.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even by accident. And he was put in jail for life because he had, I think, 59 lives on it. I think he was convicted of...
Killing
murder.
59
people.
Yeah. 59 people. Died in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So there's some food for thought. Wow.
So
you know, that sort of thing.
Where do these people stop?
They are so driven rich, they will not stop. They stop when they're dispatched. That's the only time, for the most part.
Keep sending out the drones.
Yeah. I mean, some people have changed and learned that it wasn't the right thing to do. But for the most part, without some other influence other than the one that they grew up with, which is hate and vengeance and violence, then that's what they know.
I've got an
idea.
That's
all they know.
We track one as they're going into the forest of Montana, and we send a drone after them
mm-hmm.
and blow them up to smithereens.
Yeah, that's good. And blow up whales and start a forest fire by blowing them up.
Or just send out the people of Montana. They'll take care of them.
Yeah. I'm pretty much thinking... that if you're somebody who looks anything like an Al-Qaeda resident, and you're walking through the forest of Montana,
right.
that you may get shot and it might be called a hunting accident.
Yeah. You look like a bear because you haven't shaved for a month. Did I just say that? Not much has changed in the newsman's world since Edward R. Murrow issued his scathing critique of broadcast news as an incompatible combination of showbiz, advertising, and news. That ended his career at CBS. You know that, right? He made that statement after 10 years after leaving his post after the war was over, visibility diminished somewhat. He was working for the network doing radio news, and as television came in, he was doing the Edward R. Murrow. It was called Person to Person on CBS. But he made a speech in 1958 that ended his career. The sense that I have, it's like Eisenhower saying, beware of the military-industrial complex. This is the same sort of thing. And the news programs have been so dumbed down. The evening news, the morning news, no more complex issues, right? Nothing's really explored. The Today Show is a pimp for GE.
Yeah.
And ABC, they all use it the same way.
Yeah.
And
it's just a 3-hour commercial for all the rest of their properties.
Right, exactly. So if you're expecting something different, you would like something different. The only thing that probably is different to a certain extent, and it's interesting how the ratings are going up, the most listened to program now on NPR is the news program.
Science Friday.
In the morning and the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
No.
All things considered.
Yep. That's it. 15 past the hour, all things considered.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. Contractors welcome. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Alright, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn.
Hello, Dougie.
Princess Amidala.
Yeah, something like that. All right,
summer,
so,
fall, winter, spring.
I think we can all agree, we all like Star Wars to some degree, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, back in 1999, Mark Noakes, he's an English bloke, was really excited about the release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. So before the movie came out, he went and legally changed his name from Mark Noakes to Darth Vader.
Hmm.
Now, I wonder if he was disappointed, because I don't think Episode I was all that great. But yeah, so his name, Darth Vader. Well, during the last 10 years, he gets married, and his wife, Suzanne, takes his name Vader.
Suzanne,
so she's now
Vader.
Suzanne Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you're married to, like, you know,
is that
Darth
Czechoslovakian?
Vader, I will take his name. Yeah.
Is that Russian?
Now, I guess in their marriage, there was a little hunga-bunga going on behind the scenes. They had a neighbor named Ichabal Hare, which is funny because it sounds like a Star Wars name, too. Ichabal had a thing for Mr. Vader's wife, Suzanne.
Oh, no.
So, the two men began to fight a little bit, and they were using their fists.
The two husbands.
Mm-hmm. So Mrs. Vader stepped in into the middle of them and tried to stop their fight. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hare had already started punching Mr. Vader, and Mrs. Vader caught the punch square in the face. So here's what the police report said, and this is true. This is not like a funny joke email. This is a real news story today. This is a segment from the police report in Birmingham. There was a scuffle involving the two men, and Mrs. Vader tried to get between them. The defendant struck her, but there's evidence that, in fact, he had been trying to hit Darth Vader. Hare then picked up a brick, and he threw sand into the face of Darth Vader, whose wife was so worried about him getting further involved in the dispute that she locked him in their house.
She locked him in their house.
Great.
That's awesome.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Actually.
Round two is going to be featured in the pay-per-view at Comic-Con next year.
Exactly. Mr. Hare got 200 hours of community service, in case you were worried, and he'll be under supervision for 18 months.
Well, he should be.
Not bad for punching Darth Vader.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now 23 after the hour on Beyond Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the anniversary of a very unusual song getting to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number one song was performed by a disc jockey from Memphis, Tennessee, and he had a group of people, as he has continued in his career, to have a group of people in the studio with him. Well-known radio host Rick Dees and the immortal Disco Duck. Number one, this day, 1976.
All the ladies would treat me right.
I don't think it sounds like that.
To the disco beat.
All right.
How in the world could I keep my seat? Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Number one, huh?
Number one.
I claim no responsibility for what was number one in the 70s.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Oh, your fault. You were of age.
In Las Vegas, Nevada last week, a record was set. First time any city in the country has run as much political advertising as was done. 73,000 ads have been broadcast. 73,000 ads. By the time the election is over, radio and television in our country will have taken in $3.3 billion in advertising.
Good.
For various political candidates.
Good. What this does is it gets the money out of the hands of those nutcakes.
Yeah.
And
puts it into the hands of some other nutcakes.
Well, it puts it into the hands of broadcasters and then puts it into the hand of real people who live in the community instead of these political PACs and super PACs and organizations around the world and the country who want to own us.
Yeah. It is really amazing to see how much money is being spent. Woof. All right. So, Jennifer, there's a controversy. I don't know. This woman's referred to, as a supermodel. Helena Christensen, do you know her?
Absolutely.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh. So is she that sexy? I don't know.
What's her name again?
Helena Christensen. Yeah, she's been, she was a supermodel probably in the 90s, I want to say.
Really? Or she's been hired by a very high visibility clothing line manufacturer named Bowdoin. What do you know about them? I don't know anything.
I don't know anything about Bowdoin.
All right. So she shows off cardigan sweaters and A-line skirts and that sort of thing. She has quite a look about her, described by some as sultry.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who say that she's too old to do this sort of thing. Too sexy, too old, and
that
this clothing
ridiculous.
Doesn't really, this clothing line is more for business women, and business women are not supposed to be attractive.
In their 40s?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, right. They're supposed to, and they're supposed to be elegant. And,
oh.
And
it's not like she's modeling for Abercrombie and Fitch. That might be a little inappropriate. Give me a break.
Here's a picture of her walking around, apparently in the morning, looking for a Starbucks with no makeup and no... And she looks like your average everyday girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
decorate her up, though, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we can do that to anybody. I mean, you can decorate Rich up and he'd look beautiful.
You're not going to get to this one picture.
No.
You're not going to decorate just anybody up and get to this
very
one
angular,
picture.
Very angular, jaw and everything. She's very pretty,
square.
But I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people would have a hard time with the four. I mean, I think she's in her 40s. I mean, that's not old anymore.
Too old for this stuff.
Sure isn't.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, stock symbol RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brand.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Time is 33 and change past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie and me going knowledge now, Richie. We're going into the knowledge.
I need some.
Uh-oh.
I've been totally sucked dry of all of my knowledge this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you'll get some in the next few minutes from Dr. Marissa Pay, who has a doctorate in organizational psychology.
She needs to move in with me.
She's been consulting a lot of big companies over the last couple of decades. Best-selling author of a couple of books, new line of balance products. Dr. Marissa has also been featured on some television programs, speaking on why people do weird things at work.
Well,
what a great
place.
Okay,
we should start with you, Dougie.
Why?
You wear a bathrobe. Well, you wear a bathrobe at work.
And then you're going to stick your arm down a cow's behind.
Well, that's not unusual if you're practicing in
I think you probably take the cake on the weirdest of things that happen here.
I don't know. Dr. Marissa, you may need to speak up for me or stand up
all right.
for me.
I wanted to finish finding out why he was wearing a bathrobe.
That's what I'd like to know.
It's better. I have a studio. My commute to my studio is from my bedroom down to the studio. I don't have to go out of my home in order to do this radio program. It starts rather early in the morning, and so this works well. And I've been happy to supply myself with a large selection of bathrobes. So then,
yeah, when he does have to leave the house, it's usually in corduroys and a turtleneck.
Yeah.
We'll call him Hef.
Yeah.
Yes, so what I'm hearing from the other two is commute envy.
Yes, I think that you're right.
Well, Jennifer has the same commute.
Jennifer is
the other way, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing pajamas, but it just makes me laugh to make fun of Doug in his bathrobe.
Well, right. Good.
So let's talk about balance at work and whether there is such a thing. I mean, why would you, in this circumstance, why would you think that balance was something to seek? I've always thought that the most interesting people were the people who were not balanced.
Right.
And so is this about conforming?
No. This is not about even keel. This is not about not having an opinion, not having anything important to say or think. This is about, like you said, there is no such thing really as work-life balance because most of my audience are high-achieving, successful professional control freaks and recovering perfectionists And this is the norm now, probably a lot of your listeners as well.
If not my listeners, the former women in my life. Not that that's a misplaced modifier. Former women, they have always been women. They just formerly were associated with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if there was a shift there.
No, we don't have any of that stuff that I know of anyway.
All right. Well, you know, there's still some time.
Yeah.
But anyways, the balance I'm talking about is the extremes that a lot of people seem to be feeling these days. Either I feel, you know, really better than you. I feel like I'm hot a shiitake, and you know, I'm feeling really good about life and about everything. And then the next minute, I feel I'm a piece of shiitake. I'm really horribly, you know, below you, and I don't feel good about myself, and life it sucks.
From now on, when Richie gets under my skin, I'm going to call him a piece of shiitake.
I'm going to hit the button on you.
All right.
Well, I didn't know what kind of
no.
We're on, so I'm always safe. But,
yeah.
You're okay with shiitake.
Yeah.
Yes, good. So that's the kind. That's one kind of balance that I'm talking about. That more and more people are feeling this hopelessness. Also, with what's going on, they feel like they have no control. They feel like everything that's coming in the news, everything that's coming in CNN, which I call constantly negative news, is negative. And
yes.
So I'm trying to advocate the other side. The term pro-noia has been used lately. Shadow Stevens at the conference used that term.
I met Dr. Pei at the Talk Radio conference last week in Los Angeles. Yes, he did. Now, a number of things have floated around there last week that I hadn't heard before. And one of the things is this need, I call it, because this program is, for the most part, all about the up instead of the down, the good instead of the bad, the focus on what we can do to make people feel better about themselves, but not in a silly way or something that has no substance. As people, we see these stickers on the back of the car. I'm the proud parent of an honor roll student at Mafurski High School. Who cares? There's nothing substantive about that. Right.
Well, you know, times have shifted, and the only great thing about what's going on in the economy is people are questioning things like the American dream, like the whole happily ever after of Snow White, and getting tired of, like on my show, Take My Advice, I'm Not Using It, Get Balanced with Dr. Marissa. Yeah, we have no gossip, no scandal, and no K-word, no Kardashian talk.
Yeah.
Because not suddenly, but I think the good thing about when we're taking a serious look at what's coming in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, is we don't want to focus on reality show people anymore. I want to advocate people focusing on their own life, but in a positive way, like you do.
All right, so you have a program, 21-day fast from complaining.
And yeah.
We want to lose weight. Often losing weight requires fasting. This is a way to lose your negativity by fasting from it for 3 weeks.
Correct. 21 days in a row. We started this last July. I started with 40 people on my Facebook event. And now we have over 2,000, although I introduced it on the radio program, and I'm glad to say that after 5 months, I have 14,500 listeners.
Wow, good for you.
Nothing
really
like you. Nothing like you. And by the way, I want to go on the record that you are my new mentor for radio.
Really? How's that? Who is your old one? Let me see what kind of a group I'm in.
Lance Armstrong.
No. Uh-oh.
Good thing you switched when you did. Yeah.
Who, by the way, has stepped down as the chairman, just as an aside.
Of Livestrong. And Nike got rid of him, too.
Yeah. So what does that say about his
fall from grace?
And I was going to ask you to set me up with him, had you asked me on the show before all this happened.
Yeah, I don't know him, but he doesn't seem to have any shortage of female friends.
I know. Well, that's what I promised my best friend that I would put out to your 3 million listeners.
Right. That you wanted to be connected to Lance.
Probably easier to get today than he was like 2 months ago.
Maybe
but I don't want
good news.
I don't want him anymore. Same with Tiger Woods. Don't want him anymore.
Really?
So you'll just have to do some stuff in the background.
All right. I'll work on something. Yeah.
All right. But so the positivity absolutely is something we can control. We can't change or control what happens to us, but we can absolutely control.
So when something negative is coming down your face and getting right in your face, what should you do? I can turn the news off and I can go to another website, and if somebody starts walking up to me and I know that they're a negative Nelly, I can try to avoid them, but it just seems to be everywhere. How do you control it?
It is. It's on the news media mostly. Turn the TV off.
Yeah, you take a very deep breath, and then when in the out breath, so you can practice this right now. Okay, close your eyes for a second so nobody can see you.
Are you with Jay Kumar?
The same technique. You hear this from lots and lots of
friend Jay Kumar uses the same technique.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah, it absolutely works. So go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, I teach still and moving meditation, so.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a way to get out of your head because, you know, most of us, I think, therefore I'm screwed. So most of us have that sort of self-talk. And the way to get out of it is to take the breath and just absolutely connect with qi. And qi is Chinese for eternal energy, which is what connects us to the beauty in life and the dolphins and the trees and the flowers. And so you take that breath, and in that breath you remember who you are. And you're not a person that has to react to negativity. Now, there is a caveat. I think that people who walk around, like in the Seinfeld show, when George's father would go, "Serenity now, serenity now," and he would never express the negativity, that's not good either. There's safe ways to vent. And you don't revisit the negativity. You don't tell the same story over and over again. You get two times for 2 minutes with two people. Because Chuck Woolery, if you remember, would say, "I'll be back in 2 and 2, and that's what I do. And then I take that breath, and I smile in the out-breath, and I realize that it's hurting me to be negative. Mm-hmm. It's not hurting them.
Yep.
It's hurting me to complain, because then I'm bringing, you know, if the law of attraction is true, I'm bringing negativity in my life, and I can choose not to do that. Now, I can vent, and my daughters and I, you know, will have like a 20-second scream on the way to work if something, like if poop happens, we got to express, but we don't have to go on and ruminate about that negativity.
Hmm. But so, people find it easier for whatever the reason to do that, and so those of us who believe in your philosophy work harder at overcoming these things, even though there's more positive energy around today than ever in my lifetime.
Right.
There's
yes.
also more negative energy around yes. any time in my life, I yes. think. And so you're constantly at this yin and yang, the up and the down, and the Republican versus Democrat, or however
right.
you know, you want to shake it out.
That's why I'm answering your question. That's why it's about balance. The extremes don't necessarily help us.
At what point do people... Do you think, Dr. Pei, that people actually... realize the people who walk around who are holding signs and who are inflexible when it comes to thinking about political, I use this as an example because we're in that crazy season, there is just there's so much focus on how bad one guy is, how bad the other guy is, instead of them touting what's good. I think people would find it refreshing if somebody like Joe Biden said, "My friend from Wisconsin," and he actually meant it.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not, everybody has to get, they got to get you.
Right.
Get you.
Right.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah. I think that if, in my lifetime, I don't know if this is, now I'm talking fantasy now, but if all of us really made a commitment to become involved and say, "This is my country and I want to vote."
Yeah.
And then if all of us did our own homework and looked at the issues and looked at, you know, of course there's going to be disagreement. That's the beauty of diversity.
Yeah.
And if we were strong enough and balanced enough in ourselves to understand the way that we would like or we think makes sense, then we wouldn't be so swayed by the you know, throwing people under the bus or finding dirt or all of that. Because we are susceptible, if when we don't have that center, when we don't have that our own knowing and our own base, yeah, then we're going to be whatever Joe, average without an opinion, and they think that using media they can influence us.
Right, go down that, go along to get along. Interesting thought process. Thank you, Dr. Pei. Dr. Marissa Pei, website, what's the website where people would go and check out your point of view?
www,
yeah.
The number 4,
yeah.
balance.org. Mm-hmm.
www.4balance.org. For the number 4, balance together. .org. For Dr. Marissa Pei, who's here helping us understand how to take some of her advice and use it to bring yourself around and having, don't you want to feel better about yourself? Feel good, much better than feeling bad. Thank you, Marissa.
Yes.
Good to have you here on Good Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
4balance.org is the website. We are speaking of things that make us feel good, we're trying to help people in this country. And if you want to help out a really strong organization that needs some help, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, this will be something you look back on at the end of the year and say, okay, I had this much in tax deductible contributions and that much. You'll feel good about giving your completely tax-deductible contribution to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which helps out so many veterans in so many ways, education, claims for compensation, job training, that sort of thing. So they've helped a lot of people. Now you help them. Purple Heart Service Foundation will help provide this program ongoing if they have enough sustenance. Got to give them the sustenance, and you do that by calling 877-743-1631. And give them some money, give them an old car, an old boat, or something they can sell, and give the credit to you. You get all of the tax deduction. They get all the money. They get helped. You're swell because you've helped. 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable. And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night?
What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Debate number two, a town hall tussle. So, who got the better of it this time? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Let's get right to it. There's no doubt President Obama was determined not to repeat his lackluster performance from the first debate. A much more assertive president showed up this time as he battled Republican challenger Mitt Romney on a variety of issues in a town hall-style format, one in which moderator Candy Crowley of CNN got involved as well. A few highlights from Hofstra University on Long Island, New York. First, on the topic of the economy, here's how President Obama characterized Mitt Romney's tax plan.
I want to spend $7 or $8 trillion, and we're going to pay for it, but we can't tell you until maybe after the election how we're going to do it. You wouldn't have taken such a sketchy deal.
Mitt Romney countering by saying the country is on the road to a major economic problem.
We have four consecutive years where he said when he was running for office he would cut the deficit in half. Instead, he's doubled it. If the president were reelected, we go to almost $20 trillion of national debt. This puts us on a road to Greece.
Later on, you had the verbal confrontation over Libya, the deaths at the American consulate in Benghazi, and Mitt Romney trying to play gotcha with what the president said one day after that deadly attack.
You said in the Rose Garden, the day after the attack, it was an act of terror. It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying?
Please proceed, Governor.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
That exchange will be talked about for a while. In the end, you will find no shortage of people who will say President Obama was better this time around. Many will say he won this one. Others will say it was a tie. Remains to be seen if this debate moves the poll numbers the way the first one did. You'll recall the very strong performance by Mitt Romney the first time around closed the gap with President Obama. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,500 587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a good day for the markets. The Dow with a triple-digit gain of 128 points, up to 13,552 yesterday. S&P up 15, NASDAQ with a 37-point gain. Oil prices up 24 cents a barrel, finishing just above $92. Something rather unusual happened last night that was felt throughout New England. Here's a young guy in southern Maine.
All of a sudden, the whole building just shook, and the whole room went silent. We're just like, whoa.
And you thought it was Neo who just said, whoa. A magnitude 4.0 earthquake centered just west of Hollis Center, Maine, last night was felt throughout New England. It was a quake felt as far south as Connecticut, west into New York State, and north to the Canadian border. No injuries or serious damage reported. And finally, Major League Baseball, the American League Championship Series, Yankees and Tigers. The Tigers hung on for a 2-1 win in Detroit to take a 3-0 lead in the series last night. Lots of talk about A-Rod entering this game. The Yankees' Alex Rodriguez, who has long been a lightning rod of controversy. A report surfaced yesterday that Alex, moments after being pulled out of game one of this series this past Saturday at Yankee Stadium, was seen sending a Yankee ball boy into the crowd to give baseballs to a few attractive women so that they could write their phone numbers on the baseballs, which they apparently did, according to a New York newspaper. Reaction from Yankee fans about this? Here's one who says, no surprise.
They got women all around them, and that's what they go out and do. I expected them. Athletes.
Did you say athletes?
Athletes.
Athletes. And here's another fan with an opinion about A-Rod and this flirting thing.
Well, he's going to need to do something if he's not going to play baseball, so why not go get a date? And if you're going to use the Yankees ball boy, hey, that's using resources that you already have.
Oh, and by the way, in the game last night, Alex Rodriguez was on the bench, never got into the game at all, which certainly gave him time to round up a few more phone numbers. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first ever fall flooring yard sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. Contractors welcome. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.